إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again it's a pleasure to welcome all of you in these classes in which for the past couple of nights here at Masjid al-Tawheed we're reading from the book مكارم الأخلاق. مكارم الأخلاق, upright moral character of Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى. And this is part 4, by the way. Last point we mentioned is the character with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the people should have good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consists of three matters. Who remind us? Number one. To believe in everything that reaches from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be true. Number two, to act upon, to implement the rulings of Allah. That's good manners. If somebody have good manners with Allah, he applies the rulings of Allah. Somebody who don't apply the rulings of Allah does not have good manners with his creator who created him and fashioned him in a best form. And number three, أحسنت الصبر على ما قد الله وقدر سبحانه وتعالى. I will read with that. Also from having good manners with Allah, that a person should be patient with the decree of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We continue reading. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala says, the second kind of good manners relates to one's interaction with the people. So, al-akhlaq ma'al al-khaliq, al-an al-akhlaq ma'al al-khalq. Previously, we learned that we should have good manners with Allah, the Creator, in our interactions with Allah. Now the Shaykh is gonna begin to speak on the second kind of good manners, which relates to one's interaction with the people. Good manners in one's dealing with the creation has been defined by some scholars as وَهُوَ كَفُّ الْأَذَى وَبَذْلُ النَّدَى وَطَلَاقَةُ الْوَجْهِ. That good manners with the people. How a person know that he has good manners with the people? How a person know that he's doing a good job when interacting with the people? It's in here. Refraining from harming them. This is like the scale to check if we really doing a good job with others, being having good manners when we deal and we interact with other people. If we're doing these three things, we pass the test. If we fail one of them, then we have to take the course again. We gotta take that class. And we gotta ask ourselves the question, subhanAllah, how can I fail in this one? Because if you fail in this one, not only you're losing great reward, but you may subject yourself to a punishment. A person having good manners with others, first, refrain from harming them. Number two, performs acts of kindness to them. Perform acts of kindness. And number three, having a pleasant smile on one's face when he meet the people. And the Shaykh, he's going to explain in detail these three points. الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى. So having good manners and you deal with the people in general, whether you're parents, wife, husband, parents, children, neighbors, somebody that work for you, somebody you work for. In general, how you deal with the creation, with the people. You refrain from harming them. That's the first point. The Shaykh, he says, the first way of implementing right moral character with the people is to refrain from harming others. To refrain and stop harming others and causing them harms. Whether the harm is done to their property or physical health or their honor. So you don't cause damage to someone's car, to someone's house, someone's business. You don't cause damage in a train. In trains, you're right. Some people, they ride train and cause damage. People cause damage in the house of Allah by riding on the walls, by harming, destroying the walls sometimes. Some people, they be doing some actions and kick the wall and cause a problem, and Allah musta'an. Likewise, physical health. You don't harm the people by hitting them and the like. And honor. You don't slander people. Don't insult them. You don't backbite them. Don't talk bad about them. Change your diet. Don't eat the flesh of others. The Shaykh says, whoever does not refrain from harming the creation is not considered to have good manners. SubhanAllah. Even if that person says he's Salafi, Sunni, by the Sunnah, Minhaj, he know this alim, this, that, he memorized the Quran. But what is the manners? What is the implementation of that? Whoever does not refrain from harming the creation is not considered to have good manners. Rather, that person has bad manners, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had proclaimed the impermissibility of this during the largest gathering he ever took part in with his ummah. When he says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haram, ka hurmati yawmikum hada." في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا. Verily your blood, property and honor is haram, sacred. It's haram upon you to violate. Cannot violate the blood of someone, their property, their honor. Like the sanctity of this day of yours, in this month of yours, in this city of yours. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 1739, and in Sahih Muslim 1218. And this is actually a part of the farewell speech and sermon given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the days of the Hijjah. In Arafat, in the month of the Hijjah, in the city of Mecca, in that area, that during the time of Hajj. The Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala said, Alhamdulillah, a man who transgresses against others, or a woman, Shaykh talking about a man, but also a woman, are included in this. A person who transgresses against others, taking their property, deceiving them, betraying them, heeding them, or attacking them physically, insulting them, backbiting them, is not a person of good character in how he deals with the people. Certain people, they move into an apartment or a house and they refuse to pay the rent. SubhanAllah. The landlord come and say, rent, he says, I don't care. I'm not giving it to you. That's a dhulm. This is transgression. This is not good manners of a Muslim. Another example. Somebody borrow money, but he don't want to give it back. He wants to borrow money. And then, when his time comes, he don't want to give the money back. SubhanAllah. Sometimes that person who gave him the money, he gave him all he has. Yes, sometimes you go to a person and say, can I hold $1,000? They have it, but that $1,000, they needed it, and they says, Akhi, when can you pay it back? They says, maybe a couple of weeks. So I give you a month, because this is, I needed it. In 1 month, I need this $1,000. So if you can give it to me back in 1 month, that's all the condition I give you. They say, Akhi, I give it to you. 1 month, 3 months, 6 years, never pay a dime of it. That's why one person went to borrow money, and the person he was to give it to him, he made a condition. He says, kiss my hand before I give you the money. The man say, why? He says, because I know I have to kiss your both hands before I get it back. I have to kiss your both hands before I have to get it back. That's very bad if it gets like that. If we implement good manners, alhamdulillah, we don't have to do with this. If as Muslims we apply the manners of Islam, we make it easy for others who want to borrow money. Whenever somebody wants to borrow money, alhamdulillah, these are Muslims. They keep their words. But if we don't apply good manners, nobody wants to borrow, nobody wants to lend anybody, nobody wants to help anybody, because nobody trusts anybody. Allahu musta'an. So the Shaykh says, and this is because a person who does all these things he mentioned does not have good manners and character in how that person, he or she, deals with the people. And this is because he has not refrain from harming them. Because backbiting is harm. Taking people's property, money, damage their property is harm, ikhwan. Betraying people is harm. Attacking them physically, insulting them, beating them, choking them, breaking their legs, it's bad. That's not good manners. That's bad manners. عليكم الله سبحانه لكم. The Shaykh says, furthermore, this sin is magnified whenever it affects those who have more rights over him than others. It's a sin to transgress against others, to harm others, but this sin becomes greater and worse if it's somebody close to you, parents, family members, somebody who's been nice and kind to you and the like. A teacher that taught you Quran, taught you Arabic, taught you the deen, instead to respect them. وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى الْإِحْسَانِ Said to be kind and respect them because of what they did for you. Now, here is the Shaykh, he says, for example, bad behavior with one's parents. Bad behavior with one's parents is more serious than bad behavior with anyone else. Serious. Both are not permissible. Both are not good thing. But bad behavior with the parents is worse than bad behavior with anyone else. Also, bad behavior with one's close relatives is more serious than bad behavior with the more distant ones, those who are far, they're not your family members. And bad behavior with one's neighbors is more serious than bad behavior with those who do not live around you. Harming the neighbors, subhanAllah, is something big. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min. I swear by Allah, he does not believe. By Allah, he does not believe. By Allah, he does not believe. Didn't they say? The companion says, O Messenger of Allah, who is this one? قَالَ مَنْ لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقُهُ. The one whose neighbor is not safe from his atrocities and harm. SubhanAllah. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 6016, on the authority of Abu Shuraih. There is another, a similar narration that is reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, as found in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 46, لا يدخل الجنة من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. Anyone whose neighbor is not safe from his atrocities, harm and the like, shall not enter paradise. So this is the first one that we have to keep in mind. If he wants to adorn ourselves with good manners, good character, so that Allah be pleased with us, because Allah loves those who have good manners. As we mentioned in the khutbah, actually not in this book, some narrations that are found in the book of Shaykh bin Baz rahimahu ta'ala, Sharh al-Durus al-Muhimma li'amat al-Ummah, the explanation of important lessons for Muslims. One of them, Inna min ahabbi ibadillahi ila Allah ahsanuhum khuluqa. The most beloved from the servants of Allah to Allah, those who have good manners. وَبِمَفْهُومِ الْمُخَالَفَةِ. Allah detests and hates those who have bad manners. So he wants to be from those that Allah loves, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinakum khuluqa aw akhlaqa." Indeed, the most beloved to you or amongst you to me, and they be the closest to me on the day of judgment, those amongst you have the best manners. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Khiyarukum ahasinukum akhlaqa." The best of you, you want to be amongst the best? Here how it is. This is the path. The best of you are those who are best in manners. Another narration, "Afdalul mu'minina imanan ahasinuhum khuluqa." The best of the people in terms of iman and faith, they are those who have the best iman. Many other narrations. I give you the book. You can go and check it. It's very important. Towards the end, the section, maybe that's the last section in that book, Sharh al-Durus al-Muhimma li'amat al-Ummah, the explanation of important lessons for all Muslims by Shaykh al-Walid Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, a part of having good manners, you gotta do kind acts for people. Help them out. The second way of implementing upright moral character is badlun nada. Badlun nada. Badlu and nada. What do you mean? Meaning to perform acts of generosity and kindness towards people. To help them out to the best of your ability. Make yourself available to the best of your ability. Loving good for others. Same way you love good for yourself, you love it for others. Generosity is not limited to wealth, as some people think. Rather, generosity includes extending personal help or using one's status to help others in addition to giving wealth. Generosity is not always somebody who gives millions or thousands. Now you be generous as you make yourself available. Somebody need help here or there, you make yourself available. You're in a position, alhamdulillah, that you can facilitate something for somebody and you facilitate it for them. The Shaykh says, when we see a person taking care of the people's needs, assisting them, introducing them to people they could not have met on their own, disseminating knowledge amongst them and spending money on them, we describe that person with good character. Allahu Akbar. I repeat this paragraph. Sheikh says, when we see a person taking care of the people's needs, assisting them in any manner, somebody moving, he make himself available. Somebody break down, he says, he don't just get in his car and leave. Now he says, Akhi, what can I do for you? I'm not a mechanic, but can I call one for you? You want to go somewhere? I take you where you want to go, inshallah, what you need. Somebody's car broke down, stolen. He don't have no car anymore. He's like, Akhi, I noticed that you're not driving anymore. Here's my number, Akhi. Jazakallah khair. You want to go to the store. You want to go here. Doctor's appointments. Any place. To work. Yes, I make myself available if you're my way. Also introducing the people to good people they could not have met by taking to the ulama, for instance. A trip on Hajj. And he take them to the ulama. Umrah, take them to the ulama. And the like. Or if there is a seminar somewhere, a sheikh came from overseas, but there is certain people, some youth, they don't have a job, they don't have money, they don't drive. This brother get a van. Maybe him or other couple, they get a van, rent it, and load it. Come on, ikhwan, you're young, mashallah, you have no money, we know that. Come on, let's go. Everything is on them. They pay for gas, they feed those youth, they have a place for them to stay, and they buy them some gifts and bring them back safe to their families. Now that's good manners, good character. The Sheikh says, likewise, disseminating knowledge, teaching knowledge amongst the people. And also disseminating the knowledge, you may not be a teacher, but you may have, when you go and see a good book, you buy another copy. Not just one, you buy two copies or three, if you can. You keep one for yourself and give as a gift to others. You buy a couple of CDs and give them out. When you see nice kufis, instead to buy two for yourself, you buy five now. Keep three for you and give two away. This is how we do it. Good manners, good character. Even in the summer, you caught a sale on watermelons. Three for five. You can't eat all three. One for you and your family and give two away for your brothers and your sisters in Islam. Good character. And this is how we teach those amongst us who don't know. And spending money on them, we describe such a person with good character, since he is or she is performing acts of kindness. The Prophet ﷺ said, اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. Fear Allah wherever you are. Follow a bad deed with a good one. It will wipe it out. And behave well with the people. This hadith is in At-Tirmidhi, Sunan Ad-Darimi, Musnad Imam Ahmad, Wal-Bazzar, وغيرهم. And is authenticated in Jami' al-Tirmidhi and others. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, from the ways that you mix with the people in a good way is that you excuse them and overlook their act of oppression against you. This is a tough one. Yes, we can be nice, we can give little money, we can help somebody move in. I can help somebody jump his, what do you call it? Give him a jump start by landing them the cable or something. But this one is a tough one right here. May Allah make it easy on us. This is the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmahu ta'ala. He says, from the ways that you mix with the people in a good way is that you excuse them and overlook their acts of oppression against you. Why? Why are you going to do this? Even though in some times, or if you are around the wrong people, they look at you like, man, you're nobody. Somebody just insulted you and you walked away. No, I can't be my friend, man. That's it, done. Subhanallah. He insulted him and he's a coward.
That's what they think of a person like that. Yeah, that's a coward, man. He can't defend himself. Who's the man? Who's the real man to them? Somebody who, when somebody insults him, punch him in the face. Break his nose. 3 teeth missing. Ah, oh, he's a man. That's a good man. A'udhu billah. Who told you? Who is supposed to listen to now? Here's what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a point where he brings the proof from the ways that you mix with the people in a good way is that you excuse them and overlook their acts of oppression against you. Sense Allah. Hey, not sense Oprah or somebody, man. Some magazine, newspaper, statistics. No, this is the word Allah says. Sense Allah has praised those who excuse the people, describing the people who will go to paradise. Allah, they will be from those people who go to the paradise. And why are we here? Ask yourself a question. Why are we here in this dunya, man? For what? For what? Other than that, inshallah, when we die, we make it to the Jannah. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, verse 134, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. هذا من الإحسان الذي يحبه الله سبحانه وتعالى. The verse number 134 in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the people. Who are these people that Allah praised them? Allah praised them. Those who spend from their wealth in times of ease and hardship. Some people in times of hardship, they don't know, no spending. Stop worshipping Allah because of depression, because of the economy. Now you continue to do what you're going to do. This is an act of worship that is good for you. Those who spend from their wealth in times of ease and hardship, and those who repress their anger. Yes, he's angry. He's about to destroy the whole place, but he's not going to do it. Why? It's not because he's a coward. Not because he cannot do it. No, a strong man. Maybe he has 3 black belts. One in Taekwondo, one in Jiu-Jitsu, and one in Kung Fu. But still he's not going to put his hand on a Muslim. Why? Because he wants to be from these people that Allah praised, Ya Akhwan. Yes. You want to beat up somebody? Beat up your desires. Beat up your nafs. The wickedness within us. Let us start. Let us win that battle first. This person, he can destroy the whole place, but he's not doing it. Why? Because if he does that, now Allah is not talking to him. He wants to be from those people that Allah praised. Those who repress their anger and those who excuse people, they pardon them, they forgive them. And Allah loves those who do good. These are acts of good, man. Forgiving others is an act of good. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 237, وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلْتَقْوَىٰ. Allahu Akbar. And for you to excuse those who wrong you and pardon them is closer to piety. We know the status of piety. We know that Allah praised Muttaqoon. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي. Who can complete the ayah? إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ وَفِي فِي جَنَّاتٍ نَعِيمٍ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ. Muttaqeen. Where are they going to be in Yawm al-Qiyamah? In paradise. We have different ayats. Couple of ayats talks about this. Inna lil-muttaqeena mafaza hada'iqa wa a'naba. Allahu Akbar. What is going to get us closer to taqwa? What is it? Slamming doors? Breaking paths? Being loud? Curse, foul language. No. What's going to get us is to be able to excuse, to pardon the people. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nur, verse 22, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا And let them excuse others, pardon others and overlook their mistakes. SubhanAllah. Also in Surah Ash-Shura, not Ash-Shu'ara, Ash-Shura 42 verse 40, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ And whoever excuses the people, pardon them, and corrects their affairs, then his reward is with Allah. And who can give you more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the reward. You pardon somebody. He said things, hurt your feelings, you don't like it, but now you want the reward from Allah. How you get the reward? This is the question. How you get the reward according to this ayah? Forgive. Forgive. Did Allah say, whoever strike harder, get the greater reward? Allah didn't say that. Al-afu, your pardon. So you can get the great reward from Allah. It's amazing. We have to give examples always with money. If somebody tell you, listen, I heard this man, he's coming. I heard him, he told me on the phone, he's coming. He's going to see you, man. He's very mad at you. But listen, man. If he insults you, hit you, whatever, if you just keep smiling and forgive him, I give you $10,000. What do you think people do? If they need money. If somebody rich, get billions, is he going to care about this offer? He don't care. Say, you give me $10,000, I give you $100,000. Just let me beat this man down. But somebody who really broke, got no money, said, what's it? Me, I will say, hey, you have another person? Can you send 10 people to me, man, to insult me? Because that's $100,000 now, right or wrong, Nuruddin? Huh? Instead to get only 10,000, I'm going to say, hey, if you know anybody mad at anybody, man, just send them to me. Just tell them to get their chest out, man. You know, I'm willing to listen to them. Why? Because you'll be cashing. You cash in that cash. Getting it. What about the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu al-musta'an. May Allah rectify our affairs. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala continues saying, anyone who has any ties with the people will suffer at their hands at some time or another. This is a reality, man. What do you think? You're dealing with angels? We human beings, man. One day I'm gonna like what you say. The other day I'm not. And you're gonna hear from me something that you don't like. Because I'm a human. That's why. And this is very important. We should highlight this sentence, man. Subhanallah, and keep it in front of our eyes. Anyone who has any ties with the people will suffer at their hands at some time or another. They're going to tell you something that you don't like. They're going to do something that hurted you and mess up your plans. You know? They're going to leave you stranded somewhere. I'm coming to get you. 3 days later, you may have to go and get them. SubhanAllah. The Shaykh says, when facing their bad behavior, he should excuse and overlook. And he should know with certainty that his act of excusing them, overlooking their mistakes, and responding with kindness will cause the animosity they have for their brother to turn into friendship. Allahu Akbar. Into love and closeness. But all you have to have be a real man at that moment. Because those people, they're going to go, somebody insulted you on this and this, and you're smiling and says, listen, man, you're my brother, man. I'm not going to say anything. Now he's going to go, and then he's going to think about this, subhanAllah, man. MashaAllah, that's a good brother for indeed. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah says in Surah Fussilat, verse 34, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم Listen to what Allah says, ya akhwan. We don't listen to one another. Sometimes a person is about, he's willing to forgive until he talks to another brother. What? You forgive him? Come on now. Subhanallah, how are you going to forgive him? Akhi, don't forgive him. No way, man. You see? That's why you got to learn the deen. Because once we learn the deen, we're going to be listening to what Allah said to us. Instead of listening to one another. What gets many of us in trouble except turning to one another, except to turn into the Quran? Instead of turning to the Quran and to the statements of the Prophet ﷺ, who turns to one another, a layman. One turning to the other. And the problem, whatever we hear from one another, we act upon it just like that. Faster than we act upon the Quran. May Allah have mercy on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, verse 34, of course the translation of what Allah says, good deeds and bad deeds cannot be equal, cannot. Respond with what is better. And suddenly, the one who had animosity for you will be like a close friend. Allah. We'll just say something. Just, can you take it for a day or two? For the sake of Allah? Even somebody said something about you. You see your names on the internet. So and so, he did this, he did that. But you know you didn't do anything, man. So why you worry about it? Why you worry about it? Just be patient and Allah defends you. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi says, O people who have knowledge of the Arabic language, contemplate over this. Look how the result that is promised is mentioned with إِذَا الْفُجَائِيَّةِ. And suddenly, فجأة, just like that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put love in the heart of that person. By the time that person is cursing your mother, he wants to do this, he wants to do that, is a fire. Now what you want to do? Get away from it or dive in it and get burned? Then you get away from it. If you have some water, enough water to extinguish it, use it. But you got nothing. So what you want to do? Throw your jacket in it? He's going to burn the jacket and make the fire bigger. He says, suddenly, and this denotes that the promised result will come quickly. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. And suddenly, the one who had animosity for you will be like a close friend. However, Shaykh says, rahimahullah, this is not attained by just anyone. This is not just, it's easy for us to talk, but this is not for anyone to just hear his name all over and people saying things about him or her and this, and they just gonna walk away like that. Especially those amongst us who came from some where we, every one of us know where we come from, right or wrong, see? Huh? And some of us before, man, alhamdulillah, for Islam and Sunnah, but we have to apply it, man. Why we still go back to the stinky, man, days of ignorance? Why? Why? Man, before Islam, those brothers and sisters who they weren't Muslims, some of them have a very rough life, childhood and adolescence and the like. But now Allah give you Islam, man. Don't go back to that stinky bag. Get rid of it. And also those who were born in a Muslim countries or two Muslim families, but they didn't know anything. They were just Muslims of affiliation. And of course they have amassed and gathered a lot of bad and negative ways and here and there. But now, alhamdulillah, Allah brought you the Sunnah, the Salafiyya. You can apply it. That's why the Shaykh says, however, this is not attained by just anyone. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. And it is not granted except to those who have patience, and it is not granted except to those who have a great share. This Surah Fussilat as well, verse 35. Then the Shaykh, he says, Rahimahullah, how are we now to understand from what has preceded that excusing someone who has transgressed is praiseworthy in our situation and something we are ordered to do? Is it the case? Meaning, you forgive in all times? The Shaykh says, some people may draw this conclusion from the Quranic verse mentioned. However, let it be known that excusing people is only praiseworthy when the situation calls for it. When there is a maslaha, there is a maslaha in excusing those people, since holding people accountable, since holding people accountable is praiseworthy in some situation as well. Naam. I repeat this. The Shaykh says, some people may draw this conclusion from the Quranic verse mentioned in Surah Fussilat. However, let it be known that excusing and pardoning people is only praiseworthy when the situation calls for it. Since holding people accountable to what they did, of course, of wrong, is praiseworthy as well in some other situations. Allah the Exalted, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And whoever excuses people and correct their affairs, then his reward is with Allah. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen explained in this verse, he says, here, excusing people is mentioned along with correcting their affairs. In some cases, excusing people does not actually correct their affair. It could be the case that someone known to be evil and corrupt has transgressed against you. And if you excuse him, he would go on in his evil and corrupt ways. Okay? He said, it would be more virtuous in this situation to hold this man accountable for his crime, as this would include correcting his affairs. Certain people, you know who you're dealing with. Somebody nice, they have good character, but they made a mistake once and they did this and said something. You forget them. You forgive them, pardon them. But those people are known to be troublemakers, causing mischief. If you excuse them, then they're going to transgress against you again, transgress against the other one. No, these people, you held them accountable so they can learn from their mistake. So they can learn from their mistake. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, correcting affairs is obligatory, while excusing people is recommended. See the difference? Correcting the affairs and the mistakes and the wrong is obligatory. It's an obligation. While excusing them is recommended. So when excusing someone prevents correction, then we have given a recommended deed precedence over an obligation. This is something not found in the Islamic legislation. Allahu Akbar. Is this understood? This is clear, right? He said so. He says, Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu ta'ala, I repeat, he says, correcting the affairs is obligatory. Somebody did something wrong, you correct that. That's obligatory. It has to be corrected. While excusing them is recommended. You can put them, hold them to account if you want to. But however, it is recommended that you excuse them and pardon them. Then he says so. So, when excusing someone prevents correction, when you excuse someone and his affair is not going to be corrected, then we have given a recommended deed precedence over an obligation. Can you, for example, you didn't pray Asr and you have only 10 minutes for the sunset, can you pray Sunnah then? Can you pray sunnah? Can you? No. Sunnah is recommended. Asr is what? Obligatory. You're going to spend 10 minutes praying the sunnah and then send Satan you didn't pray the fard? No. Don't do that. Okay? Another example. Can someone take his money that he has and he knows he has to pay the rent, the bills, food for his family, and give it in charity? $2,000 he make that month, he, oh, sadaqah, alhamdulillah, akhi, tfadda, Allah, make dua for me. Now he's evicted. Now he's gonna come to the masjid, give me money because I'm evicted? No, you don't give recommended act precedence over what is obligatory. Taking care of your family and yourself is an obligation. I'm just giving an example. Sometimes I may not give the right example, but hey, don't have time. So please forgive me, okay, and accept my examples. The Shaykh says, indeed he has spoken truthfully. SubhanAllah, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah has spoken truthfully indeed. May Allah have mercy on him. Ameen. Then the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, I would now like to take the opportunity to make a point about an issue regarding something that many people do, believing it to be an act of benevolence. What's benevolence? Goodness. Huh? Of kindness. It is when a person causes an automobile accident that takes the life of another person. Alright? The family of the deceased proceeds to waive the blood money due from the one who caused the accident. Is this considered praiseworthy and a kind of good character, or is elaboration required in this issue? The Shaykh says elaboration is required. We have to think about the condition of the one who caused the accident. Number one, he says, is he the kind of a person who is known for being reckless and careless? Is he someone who hits a person and could care less, and Allah's refuge is sought because he is able to pay the blood money easily? Somebody rich, and he's like, that's sought, $100,000, I got it in my pocket, and he's going to go and kill somebody? Hit somebody with his car because he has his blood money? Number two, or is the one who caused the accident a careful and deliberate person? And it just happened that Allah, the Exalted, had decreed this to happen. Alright? So there is two things. You gotta look at these scenarios. Somebody caused an accident, and he hit somebody, and that person died. How you deal with this? The Shaykh says, you gotta look at that person. Is he known to be reckless? He don't care. He drives always fast. He don't respect the rules. He don't stop at no red light. No light of any kind, of any color. No stop light. He goes like in apartment buildings, and when he has to go 10 miles an hour, he's going 65 miles an hour. He don't respect anybody. Reckless. Careless. Or another person who's like a rich person, who care less? It's like, okay, if I hit someone, die, what happened? I have to give $100,000? I got $1 million in my pocket right now, cash. Alright. Let's go and see what we can do today. A'udhu billah. Or is it that person, yes, he hit somebody, somebody died, but this person is known to have good manners, careful person, person with dignity, and it just happened because Allah has decreed it to happen. Well, everything happened by Allah's decree. But there is big difference with somebody who wanted to happen and somebody who not planning, he's careful, and it did happen. The Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, if he is from the second type, then excusing him is more befitting. I mean, the person who's careful, and it just happened. However, even if he was a careful and deliberate person, we still must investigate something before excusing him. Does the deceased have any debts? SubhanAllah. The person who died, has he any debts? If he has debts that could only be paid from the blood money, then it is not possible for us to excuse the one who killed him accidentally. Islam, ya akhwan, subhanAllah, wants good for the people. The payment of debts is given priority over the distribution of one's estates. Even if we excuse him, it would not count. Many people are heedless of this issue. We say this because the inheritors of the deceased are the ones who have the right to the deceased blood money. However, this is only after his debts have been paid from it, if he has debts. When Allah mentioned the laws of inheritance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْدَيْنِ. The inheritance is distributed after the distribution of bequeaths mentioned in the will and after the payments of debts. So if somebody dies and leaves money, for example, leave $1 million, and he left one son and two daughters and a wife, that's it, he left. Before they distribute that money, they should look at two things. A will. And that will, meaning a person, he says, listen, if I die, take this amount of money and give it to this person, or this person, or this person. The ulama, they says that it should not exceed the third of his money. Should not exceed the third. Because of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And that's one, this debts, this man, this has any debts, does he owe anybody? They have to pay this too. Whatever left, then the heirs and those people who are supposed to inherit, they distribute. So to summarize, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi says, good character includes excusing people, which is a type of kindness, since kindness means to either give something or waive something. And excusing people is to waive your right over them. But you waive your right over them to get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the third thing that we should observe if we want to know that we have in good character with others, with the people? A smile, a pleasant smile, not a fake smile. Some people give you a smile, but you can't tell, is it from the heart or just, you know, a pleasant smile. The Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, the third kind of upright moral character is to greet the people with a pleasant smile. Smile, ya akhwan. As opposed to frowning at them. I don't know if this fact is true or not, but I read it in Science Facts. Science Facts Encyclopedia. They say that it takes 17 muscles of the face. 17 muscles to smile, but it takes 43 muscles to frown. More energy. It takes 17 muscles of the face to smile, but it takes 43 to frown. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Do not look down and under any act of kindness, even if it is just meeting your brother with a pleasant smile on your face. That's a ma'roof. That's a kind act. It's an act of subhanAllah, of kindness, of charity, ma'roof. The hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. Hadith number 2626. It's easy to remember. 2626 on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala says, a pleasant smile causes people to become happy. Wins over their love. Yeah, you win their love because you smile. You come into someone with a smile, they reply with a smile. So you earn their love and their affection, and leads to both parties having good thoughts of each other. The Shaykh said, just try it and you will see. Allahu Akbar. The Shaykh said this. He said, just try it and you will see. Even somebody who is mad at you, when you go to them with a smile, they're like, I'll get him another time. Yes. He really wants to start something, but you can, Hayyak Allah, Kibar Kareem, Majfa Allah. And especially if around others, he's going to say, Alhamdulillah, I'm okay. I'll get him another time. He said to himself, man, he got me with a smile, man. I'm going to get him. Wait until Maghrib. See? Instead to say, Subhanallah, man, look at me. I'm here planning what bad I'm going to say to this man. And some people plan that. And look at this man, he's coming friendly, man. He's coming in peace. He surrendered, man. But now I'm still planning to hurt my brother in Islam, which I am, subhanAllah, I know many ayats and ahadith tell me I have to love my brother and respect my brother and protect his dignity. Now he's, subhanAllah, I'm planning to hurt him and he's bringing me a smile. See? Some of us, yes, we do bad things, but all we need is a reminder. That's all we need. And there is nothing better than applying the that which Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us. Now, تفضل يا أخي أذن بارك الله فيك. Hey, once again, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala says, a pleasant smile causes people to become happy. A pleasant smile wins over their love and affection. A pleasant smile leads to both parties having good thoughts of each other. And then the Shaykh says, just try it and you will see. However, the Shaykh says, were you to frown upon the people, they would stay away from you. You know, if you always like this, frown when you meet the people, they will stay away from you and not feel comfortable sitting with you or talking to you. You might even become afflicted with a dangerous condition, high blood pressure. Praise Allah. Allah understand. Frowning all the time. He says, you may actually be afflicted with a dangerous condition, high blood pressure. The Shaykh says having a tranquil chest and a pleasant smile is the most wholesome remedy and best preventive measure for this condition. Shaykh is a doctor now. Allahu Akbar. Now, he says, for this reason, physicians, for this reason, physicians advise people who have this condition, high blood pressure, to stay away from what disturbs and angers them. Since those things only agitate this condition. The Shaykh says, a pleasant smile actually has a great effect on this condition as a cure. Since it leads to a tranquil chest and it causes others to love you. And it causes others to love you. Then the Shaykh says, these are three affairs that provide a basis for good character in one's dealing with the people. And subhanAllah, smiling is easy. You don't have to pay money, make an effort to smile. You can smile at everybody, all day, the people you meet. And he make you happy, you. He affects you first. As opposed to frowning is subhanAllah. Why? Because when you smile, people smile back to you. And that's nice, you love it. Some people even not only smile, they say, you start hearing like, that's a good brother, man, subhanAllah. We love to hear stuff like that, believe me, brothers. You start hearing people saying, subhanAllah, that brother, man, I want to be like him. He always smiled. Doesn't matter what happened. Doesn't matter what people said to him. He always smiling. And that makes you happy. As opposed, some people, they think, listen, I'm going to spend money, man, on this brother, give him this one gift, invite this one, that's how I'm going to earn their love. Save your money. Because you may run out of your money and still didn't get one guy from those people. But can you run out of smiles? Can you? This is the act of charity, man. And it's free. You may say, somebody come, no, you spend money, alhamdulillah. And then a person come and say, me, and you're like, I don't have it, man. I just gave you your last dollar. Can you smile and then you frown? Just like that, you frown. Somebody say, why not me? I just gave my last smile. Is this possible? SubhanAllah, man. But some of us doing it, man. Like we have 10 smiles a day and we gave them by Fajr time. That's why all day we're like this. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. No, I'm not going there. You go over there. No smile. That's why you have problems with one another. Especially between husband and wife. The closest people to you, if you talk to them in a way, not with they read your face. And they're gonna like try to analyze it and why? Oh man, and shaitan is gonna add a little bit here and there. You can't run out of smile. Yes, you can run out of money. Like Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. They said he was going to the masjid and this person came, help me out. Shaykh bin Baz went to his pocket, gave him a riyal. The man says, please give me more. He went to the pocket, gave him another riyal. A riyal is like maybe 56 cents. Then the man said, please give me more. Said the Shaykh said, that's all I have, man. If I have more, I give you more. He gave him everything he has, subhanAllah. So the Shaykh said, these are the three affairs that provide a basis for good character in one's dealing with the people. Who remind us with the first one? If we want to check ourselves, do we have a good manners in dealing with one another? Na'am Nuruddin, number one. Not to harm people. Kafful adha. Kafful adha. Even people harm you, you don't harm them. You gotta be better, man. You gotta get what Allah has for those who pardon and forgive, but with the understanding that she has given. Now, number two. Ahmed.
Perform act of kindness.
Badlun nada. Aina. Badlun nada. Perform acts of kindness. Assist them to the best of your ability. Make yourself there for them. Love good for them. Teach them. Help them. All of these things. And number three. Greet them with a pleasant smile. Now. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned signs of good character. Signs of good character. The Shaykh Rahmatullah, he says, from the signs of a person's good manners in his dealing with the people is that he is, or she, this is for the women too, that he is someone easy to be around. That's a sign of good character. If somebody wants to know, you don't have to people tell you, oh, you have a good character, mashallah, alhamdulillah. No. You don't want nobody to put a nice icing on a rotten cake. You know? That makes that cake a good cake. No. You want to find out yourself. People, they may say, oh, he's a good, and tomorrow they say, no, he's no good. Now, you want to find out yourself. How you find out, the Shaykh says, from the signs of a person's good manners in his dealing with the people is that he is someone easy to be around. His friends and relatives do not find it difficult to deal with him, nor does he make things hard to them or on them. SubhanAllah. Instead, he brings happiness to their hearts as much as he can within the confines of Allah's religion. May Allah make us from the Mameen. SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. Signs of good character. How a person know himself that he has some good character. He says, from the signs of a person's good manners in his dealing with the people is that he is someone easy to be around. His friends and relatives do not find it difficult to deal with him, nor does he make things hard on them. Instead, he brings happiness to their hearts as much as he can within the confines of Allah's legislation. Of course, he don't compromise his religion. Alright? He don't say on Christmas Day, the tree is on me. Nah. Tree. Yeah, it will be on you for real if you do that. Nah. Well, he's going with grandma and she still drink beer. And he's like, oh, grandma, okay, it's on me. I got you today. No, you don't got that stuff. Don't get the haram. Don't get involved with the haram. The Shaykh said this is a limit that must be observed, since there are some people who will not be pleased except with disobedience to Allah. Meaning the Shaykh says you don't compromise religion. Some people, they only will be pleased with you with disobedience to Allah, except with disobedience to Allah, and Allah's refuge is sought. It is not befitting that we oblige such people. However, to bring happiness to the people in your life, your friends and relatives within the confines of the Islamic legislation is indeed good character. And he gives an example. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best of you are the best to his family, and I am the best of you to my family. That's the best. You want to be amongst the best? Be the best to your family. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ says, خيركم خيركم للنساء. The best of you are the best of you to the women. The Shaykh then he said, sadly enough, many people have good manners when dealing with the people, however they do not behave well with their families at all. SubhanAllah. The Shaykh, he knows. He said, sadly enough, many people have good manners with dealing with the people, when dealing with the people, however they do not behave well with their families at all. You find a person in the masjid, mashallah, he's good brother, but His children can tell you many stories about him. May Allah forgive us. His wife can tell you so much about him. May Allah forgive us. We make mistakes, but this class are for us to learn. Likewise, the same thing about a sister. Oh, in a masjid, oh, fulana, she's this, she's that. But hey, can her husband say the same thing about her like women say in a masjid? Oh, she come to the masjid and she give out gifts, she cook cookies for the sisters and hook them up. Husband, she tell him, get it yourself. Get it yourself. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I just said this because I want to even it up, right? Sometimes, brother, after the class, you get hard on us. What about the sisters, man? You don't know the sisters. They got stuff too. Okay, this may even it up a little bit, right? I see some smiley faces now. When I make the first one, they're like, huh? May Allah have mercy on us, man. The Shaykh said this is a huge mistake. Any backward understanding. To be nice to others, but you're not nice to your families, wife and children, and the like. He said, this is a huge mistake, and a backwards understanding. People are understanding the things backward. How can a person behave well with distant relatives while he has poor manners with those closest to him? Allah. Shaykh says, maybe such a person will say, this is because there is no harm if I relax and do not burden myself with good treatments of them. So I behave poorly with them. To this we reply, this is not correct. Rather it is the close relatives who are most deserving of your good treatment while you live with them. Some people they say, look man, I'm nice to the other people because you know, they don't live with me. This is my wife, man. She know me. I know her. Why I have to tell her, honey, love you. You're beautiful. Jazakallah khairan. Why? Man, Allah, this is my wife, man. We know each other. We don't have to. No. People need to hear stuff, man. You know. So, a man said, O Messenger of Allah, who is most deserving of my companionship and kindness? The Prophet ﷺ replied, Ummuk, your mother. Then that man said, and then who? The Prophet ﷺ says, what? Ummuk, your mother. Again that man asked, and then who? The Prophet ﷺ, Ummuk, your mother. Once more the man asked, and then who? He says, Abuka, your father. The hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 5971. As I am reading from the notebooks, I don't memorize Bukhari with the numbers or without numbers. Alright? Sahih Muslim, number 2548. I'm reading from the notebook, footnotes. On the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahu ta'ala, says, however, some people are the exact opposite. You find one of them behaving poorly with his mother while having good manners with his wife. Now, so you find a person poor when he deals with his mother. Mother, you be quiet. You don't know what's going on, mother. Come on, mother. Didn't I talk to you before? Didn't I tell you many times, don't bring that to me, mother? Oh, come on, man. He's talking to his mother. His wife, yes, ma'am. Yes. Whatever you say. You don't even have to ask. How many times I have to tell you, dear sweet cherry blossom, that you don't even have to bring it to attention? He says, this man, he has given precedence to his wife over his own mother. But this doesn't mean that somebody go and be nasty to his wife. No. You gotta be nice to both of them, but your mother has a degree over your wife. She does, yes. To summarize, the Shaykh says, living with one's family, friends, and relatives in a good manner is considered to be from good character. Now, Some people, I don't know where they bring it, man. Me, myself, sometimes we deal with one another in a most poor way, and yet we think like this is, I'm right. You're not right. Maybe if you're standing on the right spot, but hey, you ain't no right about this one. It's not right. What is right is to apply the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're gonna stop here inshaAllah ta'ala. We'll continue tomorrow inshaAllah ta'ala. Same time inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah have mercy on us. And make us from those people who when they listen to the speech they follow the best of it. And that's from those who narrations come to them, ayats, gems and guidelines and beautiful statements. They just go one ear and out the other. May Allah protect us from being such people. And may Allah reward our beloved Shaykh Al-Walid Muhammad bin Salih Uthaymeen, rahimahu wa ta'ala, the great reward for his teachings. And also, may Allah reward our brother Musa Richards and Hafidhahullah ta'ala as well for the translation of this book. And the brothers at Troy, who they published this book. May Allah make it in the scale of their good deeds. Ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala Muhammadin ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima katheera.